You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Taking your child to school in Johannesburg is about to get really expensive as from next month, when schools are expected to pay new rates to the municipality. Essentially, the new rate, as I understand it, will see your school bill as a parent increasing by quite a lot, by around 6 times if your child attends a public school. And if they're in a private school, your school fees could be around 10 times higher than the current bill. But let's get the exact clarity from Monet Mostert, who is the head of local government at AFRI Forum. Monet, thanks so much for your time. So as I understand, all these changes have got to do with how school buildings will be classified, and some changes on that front resulting in the higher fees or rates, as it were. Can you just give us a bit more clarity and guidance as to exactly what is happening and why these changes are happening?
Yes, thank you very much. To explain it briefly, previously, the city of Johannesburg Metropolitan Municipality had a category for every school or education system, so it's schools, colleges, universities, etc. And they had a specific category that lowered the municipal property rates. So they don't pay the same amount as businesses do. Why? Because schools are focused on educating people, and it's a structure that one must make it easier for them to excel rather than make it more difficult for schools to excel within our public sector and within the private sector. So what has happened is they have removed this category from their property rates policy. So this means that they need to take the public and private schools, and they must put it into a next category. So the next one that they thought is the most applicable is the business one. And that means that the property rates of each school would, in most cases, go up by about 10 times the amount. So if you have a school, a large school with a valuation of about 70 million, so this is the school grounds, the property rates would go up from 12,000 rand to 126,000 rand. So it's more than 10 times the amount. And obviously schools can't carry those costs on their own. So they need to, they're going to be able to collect those costs from the parents that actually pay for that. And in certain instances, the municipality is going to close down some of the schools within the city of Johannesburg area because of the cost creeping up to that point.
Mm-hmm.
So AFRI Forum has written a letter to the city to maybe explain, requesting them to explain this dubious or this extreme amount that the costs are going up, especially since we have, to our records, this change took place after the public participation process, meaning they held before of the public. They said this is what the tariff would be, and everyone was fine with it because everyone saw there's still going to be an education category. Now that this has been removed, no one saw it up until the time when the council actually approved that budget.
Sure.
And that is why we've written the letter to them to explain the situation. Maybe they made a mistake, but we don't believe so. We think that they are purposefully trying to get a larger income by overtaxing private and public schools.
Sure. Monet, thanks for that explanation as to what they are doing. But I think I still don't understand why. Why this reclassification of schools as businesses?
So I must admit, I actually also don't know why the city would make such a decision to actually make it harder or cripple the education system by actually levying this higher amount of rate. But what we are thinking is to say the city is trying to increase the revenue collection, and one of the means by doing that is actually to change the categories. While we think that as a school is a structure that has a positive effect on communities and has a purpose to actually uplift people, they should not be taxed in the same way like a business is taxed or like a mine is taxed, because the purpose of that structure is different. And that's why we are actually standing up and working together with some of the schools within the district to ensure that this does not happen, and we can try and assist and actually bring the reality of what the effect of this decision is to the city's management. And as we written a letter to them by our attorneys, we wish that they have communicated to us back and probably give us up until tomorrow to give us all the relevant information as requested. But we, if we're not happy with the answer that they have given us, sadly, then this matter will go over into litigation.
Mm-hmm. So you are waiting for a response to your letter as soon as tomorrow. When exactly did you write the letter to them?
So we delivered the letter on Friday, and our original response was to be on Thursday, but they requested, because of City of Johannesburg is a large municipality, they just requested an additional few days to give proper feedback to us. But once again, we are still preparing our court papers in the event that we do not receive enough information or enough explanation on why and how the city of Johannesburg justifies a 10-time increase to public and private schools.
Mm-hmm. I understand that private school group Curo is also set to pursue legal action, and I'm wondering if you are working together in any way?
Yes, the legal action they're instituting is a bit different than ours. Our focus now on the recategorization, but they have a certain individual account disputes with the municipality as well. So I think they are just lining also that process up.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned, I think, a valid point, just the fact that we do know that municipalities have been under pressure in terms of revenue collection. And for them, this perhaps could be a avenue whereby they're able to increase that collection. They're seeing a source of income,
yes,
potentially. And it then raises the question in my head to say, I mean, the municipal income or revenue challenge is not unique to the city of Johannesburg. It's the story of most of our municipalities. What then, yes, is the risk that this happens elsewhere, the changes to school rates, in your view?
So each local municipality or metro is autonomous, so they can make their own decisions on how they would like to fill their municipal budget. So one would hope that usually they do their integrated development planning beforehand to have a clear idea on what collection rate they ought, or what the collection rate they think they're going to have, and then you plan on that. So you can understand that City of Johannesburg is a very large city with a large asset base to be able to collect property rates from.
Okay.
If you compare that to, let's say, Nambum Spruit or Mokopong in Limpopo, which is a plain rural community which doesn't have the property rates base, but then there are systems in place like national grantment, individuals that cannot pay or that is not able to pay full municipal rates, then national government will give them equitable share to be able to receive these services. But what we are seeing is that there has been a reliance on that money, and we feel that municipalities must do more to collect some of the normal revenue. Collect the revenue by selling electricity, collect the revenue by selling water to individuals within the municipal district. So we want to see the collection rates up, and if you get the collection rates up, you obviously need to have responsible spending on the projects to ensure that you deliver these services continuously.
All right.
So
Monet, we'll have to leave it there. So just in the interest of time, hopefully we can catch up with you later on in the week. We, I think, are keenly interested in hearing the response that you do get from the city of Johannesburg. I suppose that response has to come through before Friday, the 1st of July, when these new rates are expected to kick in. But thanks for your time this evening, Monet Mostart, the head of local government at AfriForum.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.